I would like to say both to the people of the Soviet Union, you've been in our minds and hearts every moment since we heard about that coup. We've been thinking about you a lot before, too, because we knew the difficulties, the economic difficulties and the difficulties of getting sufficient food for a good standard of living. We also have been thinking very much about President Gorbachev and Mrs. Gorbachev. Many of us, including myself, and I had a word with President Reagan too, have been trying to get through to him on the phone because I wanted him to know that his friends in the outside world had not deserted him. There were, of course, other much more important people. President Bush was trying to get through, Prime Minister Major and President Mitterrand. We were always thinking of him and trying to help. The economic difficulties of the Soviet Union would have been worse had a coup succeeded. They've always been difficult. Now we have to go ahead with renewed efforts. The Western world renewing its help because the people have shown their faith in democracy. They're entitled to expect special extra help. Our warm good wishes to everyone. May I say how much we admired the courage, the boldness, and the leadership of President Yeltsin. It was a tremendous test so soon after his election. He knew he had the authority of the people with him, but his courage and boldness were his own, and we're full of admiration.